This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Former 24/7 champion, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Bear, I'm doing a show. Turkey, ducky, turkey, ducky.
That's great.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
ENN is brought to you by DoorDash. Download the DoorDash app now and start exploring some of the best New York has to offer. DoorDash, get more from your neighborhood. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
My poor son can't wear a Joe Burrow jersey.
I'd like to say good evening to Don.
My hatred's too real.
I'd like to say good evening to a caller.
This guy is America.
He's got a shot in the nether region, no?
I would think so. I would think we're having a conversation. Yeah. And is there anything else, Anthony, I forget?
Oh, crap.
Thanks. I think this guy's America could go on a run, Don.
What kind of seed we talking, Andrew?
7?
7 to 10 range.
Wow. Nice.
Like think like a Temple or a Cincinnati.
Right.
Michigan State on an off year. One of those kind of situations, am I right?
Very rare, though. Very rare.
It happens, though. I've seen plenty of Michigan States at a 7-10 game before.
They just lost to Rutgers, so they could be staring that baby right in the face.
Yeah, the 7-10 matchup, usually what they play in just certain select markets while everybody else is watching the news.
The 7-10 is just basically a complete gamble. The idea of right. even picking that game is a joke.
And you hate that when you hear announcers go, the 10 seed upset the 7 seed. Stop yourself. Sometimes the 10 seed's favored.
Yeah, by the way, let's be real. The last upset game is 6-11. 7-10, it's
then.
Over. I know. An 11 beating a 6 is not the craziest thing ever, but occasionally you have a team that's like really a powerhouse that like had a rough slide there at the end, so they end up at the 6, but they're really not playing good basketball, which is why they're a 6.
Mm-hmm.
And then you now have a 16-1 upset with Virginia, thanks to them.
I you know what? I still can't believe it happened.
Right?
Tony Bennett.
I still can't. I remember where I was. Jacob's Pickles. Picture
really?
It. Yeah.
What were you eating?
Picture it. It was a rainy night. WWE had a SmackDown at the Garden or something that night.
And so you were done with work.
Yeah. So afterwards, and that night, myself and a handful of other friends from WWE went out.
John Cena
was not there.
Okay.
But
the
we
Rock.
Went. No Rocky. No. Although, The Rock's right hand, The Rock's right hand man, Brian Gewirtz, who
Gewirtz was there.
Gewirtz was there.
Yeah.
That's right. He's actually the guy who like writes, you know, Young Rock and whatever.
Wow.
Yeah, quality. But. We were there, and at some point, I'm like, oh, yeah, let me check in on the game. And there's like, by the time I checked in, guys, it was already like 12 minutes left. But it was like clear that this was different than other times. Because it's cute when a 16's up 15 minutes into the first half.
Adorable.
We've seen that. We've seen that. And then it just slowly, this was, I still, honestly, Andrew, are you ever surprised that it happened?
Actually, the opposite. I'm surprised it took that long to happen.
See, that's the thing. Because it took so long, I assumed it would never happen.
Because we've had multiple twos lose to 15s. And the difference between a 215 and a 116 is not that great.
Not
so
great
for
point.
It to happen that many times in the 215, it was a matter of time.
How many 215s have there been? 4?
More than that, I think.
Wow. Really?
6? I'd have to check, but enough. It's happened enough.
Peter, I have to ask you a clothing question right now.
Mm. Mm.
Freezing rain outside, and you're going with a short sleeve shirt.
Don, I'm going to ask you a question.
Yes.
Are we doing the show outside?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Are we doing the show inside?
Inside. I'm with you. What's the climate in your apartment?
But wait a second. If you turn on the Olympics, right, Bruce Beck is in Connecticut, and he's bundled up with an Olympic jersey on and an Olympic coat. I mean, it's an optic business.
I understand. That's a different, sort of different scenario here. I mean, I thought about it when I was putting on the shirt. I thought about it. Like Don with his list. I thought about it. And I said, you know what? I want to be comfortable today. It's a little warm in the building. We'll go ahead and wear a short sleeve shirt.
Yeah, okay. We're not in this is not the ENN winter edition.
God, what a joke. I'm so annoyed that we have the Olympics on. Know This Is Us for 2 weeks.
Isn't that show over?
No, this is the final chapter.
But I thought they had the final show.
No. No, no, no. No, 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 no. You thought wrong.
All right.
But I tell you one thing right now. If I ever see the star of that show, the guy Milo who plays Jack, if I
Milo
ever see
Ventimiglia?
It's amazing that you know not only know his name, but can pronounce it. You've no doubt never watched him in anything.
Not once. I've watched him in things. Wasn't he in the book Green, the movie Green Book?
He was?
I think he might have been.
How do you say his last name again?
Ventimiglia.
God, you're almost so learned, it's annoying. I watch the guy every week. I love him. If I ever meet him, I'm going to hug him and cry. And he'd say, what's my last name? I go, I don't know. I barely know your first name.
You know what? Well, if that happens, right, you just call me and I'll say it to him.
By the way, the answer to your question, it's happened 9 times.
That a 15's beaten a 2?
Yes.
Get right out of town.
Times.
Holy
Don,
crap.
Would you leave town, please? He told you.
Get out of town. I guess Oral Roberts was the last to do it, and they beat Ohio State in 19.
Wow.
That's a lot of times for it not to have what only happened once.
Yeah, so Andrew's point was very well received. It was a great point. I just found it so shocking when it happened, but you're right. You're right. It's a fair point. So the Nets have reportedly rebuffed the Sixers' interest in James Harden. Sean Marks refused to discuss dealing James Harden when asked by 76ers president Daryl Morey 4 weeks ago, according to a source, as told to Woj and Ramona Shelburne.
See, but the thing that catches me, that was 4 weeks ago. A lot of things have changed. Harden's gone in the tank. I wonder if the Nets have changed their mind.
Mm-hmm. But Nash has said as recently as yesterday, just it's not happening.
Sometimes coaches are less than them.
Well, when's the deadline?
Thursday.
The 10th.
Yeah, so it's really coming fast and furious here. But unless it's just a message, hey, buck up, little camper, because you're not going anywhere, so you might as well play hard because you're not leaving. We're going to get Kyrie back. The mandates are loosening over the next month or so. So there's a very good possibility we'll have Kyrie back for home games, maybe before the regular season is over, and we've got Durant coming back. So, sorry. Then what does Harden do? If he's not going anywhere, Michael, he might as well play hard and try to make it work here. And it's not asking a lot to make it work here. Only one of the best players on the planet's coming back. And I do think I would be shocked, guys, if Kyrie's not available for home games in the playoffs. We're talking May.
Adam Schefter reporting that the Saints have informed their defensive coordinator, Dennis Allen, they are hiring him as their next head coach.
Who's reporting that, Michael?
Shefty.
Is there anybody
you
better?
Idiot.
So that's it. We're all done.
That's it.
That was the last coaching position. So after the smoke clears, we went from having one black head coach to what?
One and a biracial coach.
Well, no, we've got Lovie Smith.
So no, that's right. Two.
Yeah, two.
Two black coaches and someone who
whose dad is black and his mom is white.
Which sounds like it's an improvement, but we had, what, three last year.
By the way, it's interesting that Lovie Smith is the retread that came back. I mean, I know he was coaching in the league and was in Houston, but he wasn't someone that, like you hear names like Caldwell always come back up. Like, it kind of didn't seem fair that Caldwell didn't get another shot. I never hear people say that about Lovie.
He was an associate head coach, I believe.
Yes.
And they were so hot on Josh McCown. Where's Dennis Allen from again, you just said, Michael?
He was their defensive coordinator with New Orleans.
Okay.
And Lovie Smith did go to a Super Bowl, Rex Grossman.
And yep. Allen was the head coach of the Raiders from 2012 to 2014.
Hmm.
I will say, though, Lovie Smith with this with the gray beard.
Oh, nice.
He looks a lot more like – there's something more intimidating, something more coach.
I like it. I'm glad you said that.
Coach about it than old Lovie.
Thank goodness, though, that Belichick doesn't have two Lovies in his phone. He can't make a mistake with this guy.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
He did text Dennis Miller and congratulate him for the
job. Don, you say the only other Lovie you know is from Gilligan's Island.
I was
going to
say, I was trying to come up with a joke, but she's no longer with us.
Wow.
Well, he died before the text message. I'd have to look it up.
Let's go back to the Nets. Kendrick Perkins was on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, and he said the Nets should trade Harden to the Sixers.
Yeah, and if I'm James Harden, I want to get traded. I want to get traded. I want to go play with the big fella. I want to go play with the league-leading scorer, one of the most skilled big men, if not the most skilled center to ever play the game. Hell yeah, I want to go down there to Philly and play with him. Right now, the way the Sixers are playing, they have better culture. They have better togetherness. And Philly just look like, you know, eye candy, especially Embiid. If I'm James Harden, I definitely want to get traded. And it makes sense for both parties. Because if I'm Brooklyn, I don't know if I'm going to lose James Harden in the offseason. So why not get a Ben Simmons right now? Mm. Why not?
A friend of mine in the know, we were texting over the weekend, and he said, you know why the Nets don't want to do that? I said, why? He said, not because they don't think Simmons is good. They think they're giving a championship to the Sixers.
Yeah. You have to think about that, right?
Yep.
It's a division rival. But, listen, I don't want to kill Harden because I think he was amazing last year. The adversity that team faced, and he picked that team up, put him on his back while Durant was out, while Kyrie was going through what he's going through. So I understand he could be upset. But you can make this work. If this is adversity, give me a break. This is still a playoff team. They're not going to play in the play-in. They'll right their ship. They're getting Durant back. They're right now going through a really difficult time. They'll figure it out. Let's not make it seem like he's stuck somewhere that has no shot of winning a championship. We all agree that if all big three are healthy come playoff time, I don't care where they're seated, they could still win a championship. So let's not paint that he's stuck in Sacramento with no chance to win.
Right.
He's not Matthew Stafford in Detroit.
Now, also, with regard to moves in the tri-state, the Knicks reportedly have an interest in trading for Blazers guard C.J. McCollum, according to SNY. Teams expect the Blazers to listen to offers in the wake of their decision to move Norman Powell to the Clippers for future flexibility. McCollum's 30, and of course we know he's been a major piece in that Portland backcourt with Dame Lillard. He's in the first year of a three-year, $100 million contract.
Give you both a dollar if you could tell me very quickly, where did he go to college?
Wichita State. Remember.
Wichita State is incorrect. Don.
Stockton.
What was that? Stockton? Is that a college?
Stockton.
No, Lehigh. Lehigh.
Oh, I should have known that.
What is Lehigh?
Nazareth Tabone.
They were one of the 15s that beat it, too. How we're tying it all together.
Hey, look at that.
They were?
But to make this work financially, Randall has to be in the deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Randall and. I think I saw was it Burks and one of the first-round picks. So.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd go here.
It's a move, but it's not really freeing up any salary for you, right? Because he's got another 2 years after this of big money. So it's kind of, as Andrew put it in our pre-show meeting, I want to give him credit, it's kind of just like moving deck chairs around. It's a shake-up. It's a move. It's something.
Well, you're saving 2 years because after this year, you have Randall for four.
I get that.
And with a two-year deal, it's much easier to trade, too. So they could probably turn around and trade McCollum, too.
But I don't know if it improve their chances.
They're not going anywhere anyway.
This year? No. I mean, the idea, I would think, to get somebody to play with Randall. Because even though Randall's struggling, he's still a good player.
But if you're gonna the way the Knicks are built, if you're gonna get anybody of any substance, Randall has to go to make the salaries match. I mean, the next highest paid player, I believe, is Fournier, and that's $17 million a year. So Randall's gonna have to go.
Yeah.
God, that is so rough.
How quickly, right, Peter? A year ago today, could you imagine we're having a conversation about trying to get rid
of we're
Lance?
Arguing with Michael about how we understand why fans are chanting MVP every
And night. I guess Michael was right again.
Well, yes and no.
No, all yes.
No.
He was not an MVP.
No, I get that, but it wasn't like you saw a window into this year.
I said he wasn't the MVP. What are they chanting? And now they're booing him.
What fans can't do anything without getting jeered by Michael. If they boo who they hate too much, he gets mad. If they cheer who for they love too much, he gets mad.
Right. Just don't swear or exaggerate.
Yeah, you have to be literal. And you have to be clean.
Yeah. Literal and clean. That's what
that
he
is
wants
the only way to be
a
fan.
Is that right. Such a tough guardrail,
that's
really?
Right. He wanted those literal chants at the college football games, right? Like the old joke with the Ivy League. Harass them, make them relinquish the ball.
You know, maybe I'm about done here. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe that's it, yes. Captain Literal Man. Maybe it's time, because of a slight disagreement on talk radio, that you just walk away from it all.
maybe that's what you want. I'm just trying to give you what
you
want.
I'm dying for that. Yeah, let's have the Golden Goose just leave so we could just arbitrarily have a football player jump in and complete our trifecta here.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Guys, the Super Bowl is Sunday.
Is it?
Yeah, around 6:20 Eastern. And Joe Burrow is playing in the Super Bowl. He offered some advice to young athletes out there. Joseph?
Very quiet.
Focus on getting better. Don't have a workout and go and post it on Instagram the next day and then go and sit on your butt for 4 days and everyone thinks you're working hard, but you're really not. Work in silence. Don't show everybody what you're doing. Let your game on Friday nights and Saturday nights and Sunday nights show all the hard work that you put in. Don't worry about, you know, all that social media stuff.
Oh, I love this guy. Huh? I agree with that.
That's why he's my guy. Who day? One guy who's known to never worry about appearances, Odell Beckham Jr. He was asked, do you take satisfaction in not being a distraction?
No, a younger me definitely would have. I feel like I've come so far. I really know who I am. I know myself. I know what I can bring. I know, you know, all of the stories and all that. It's tough to answer, but I don't really take satisfaction because it's not that deep for me because, like I said, I just know who I am. I'm just happy that I'm in the position I am in, playing in a Super Bowl, and hopefully being able to give one last effort, everything I have for this team, to bring home that trophy.
Beautiful.
I love betting, Don, I love betting Odell to score in the Super Bowl. Love it. I can picture it 1,000%.
You think OBJ will
pick
catch
him.
A touchdown before C-Cup?
Well, yes, potentially, because when they get down in the red zone, he's been really good there. He appears to be almost their first option, or one of them, when they get like inside the 10. He's got such incredible hands. You can kind of just, you know, do a little bump and run, toss it up to him. He goes up there and gets it. I don't know. Don, you don't like it?
What, him being an option over?
No. And the bet for him to score in the game, which pays out pretty well.
Do it.
I think it's like plus 230, yeah, for an Odell touchdown.
I think they're going to have plays for him. I think there's a chance. It's just whoever's open on a given play. I wouldn't be shocked if he has a big game. Harass them, make them relinquish the ball.
Now Odell,
this guy is America.
Now Odell to have the longest catch in the game is plus 560, whereas Cooper Kupp's all the way down at plus 260.
Sure. Get a nice little one of those little Eli to Odell slants.
Oh, that was his play.
Oh yeah.
That was the entire thing. I'm excited for the Super Bowl this year, guys. I think it's a pretty interesting game. So random. I never would have found it to be interesting if you told me what it was going to be.
Where are you watching it, Peter?
Yeah, where?
On TV.
Well, that is correct. I will be watching it on TV. And I imagine I'll be watching it at home.
Mm-hmm.
I think something very, very low key. Alvin Kamara can watch it from home because he's out of jail. He was given a court date, though, for an assault case over the weekend. Felony charges that he beat and injured a person at a Vegas nightclub.
Having an all-star game in Vegas, it doesn't seem like it's a recipe for trouble.
Well, and also, like, a game that no one even cares about. So you can go out on Saturday and party your head off, because who cares what you look like on Sunday?
It's amazing they let him play, and then they arrested him after the game.
Well, listen, it's the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, they know that's not real. And by the way, it's football. They get away with anything. Packers are going to hire Rich Bisaccia as their special teams coordinator.
Sure.
You think he was thinking he had a chance at any point for the head coaching job?
Yes.
I'm thinking about the ego. Michael, you're always big on stories of, like, egos taking a hit. So anything that's hard to go from interim head coach and playing pretty well, making the playoffs, to then going somewhere else to be the special teams coordinator?
I'm sure it is, but he didn't have a job offer.
This is big news, okay? We know that over the weekend the Giants stole Brandon Brown from the Eagles, their director of player personnel, and now he's their new assistant GM.
You'll ruin everything.
But did you know that the Giants have signed Davis Webb to a reserve future contract?
Sure.
Blah.
Well, you know what? Dable knew him. He was one of the backups in Buffalo, right, Don?
Mm-hmm. Sure was.
And, Don, what do you remember about Davis Webb's time in New York the first time?
That things would have been different if maybe him instead of Geno Smith got the shot?
Of course.
But, really.
I think we know.
It was bad, no matter what.
Yeah, I think we feel comfortable knowing. We know what's happening here.
Before you wrap this up, did you know that Brandon Brown, the new assistant GM of the Giants, a four-year Letterman defensive back at Fordham University.
Wow.
Graduate in 2010.
Sure.
Come join the Ramley.
He knew at that point his best way in the NFL was to be an executive.
Oh, really? The running back for the Cardinals played for the Fordham Rams.
Mm-hmm.
Vince Lombardi played for the Fordham Rams.
That is true.
That's a good one. I think you go there first, by the way.
Denzel Washington played for the Fordham Rams.
And he realized his best way to the NFL was to play a character in the NFL.
Oh, man.
Well, you know what?
Wow. Their football's good.
Let's run down the alumni list of Ramapo, how many made the NFL.
Oh, no.
I went to Ramapo. Look at me.
I'm sure there might have been a couple. I'll look it up.
All right, look it up. We'll get back to us on that.
Maybe
you can even wrap. Who was the guy that – who was the running back?
Edmonds. Chase Edmonds, I think.
There you go. Maybe you can do like a parody song for Brandon Brown called We Are Ramily and do a whole song for him, video.
Wow, you are clever. Yeah, that's good.
That'll do it for ENN. On this Monday, it's brought to you by Hennessy. Enjoy a delicious Hennessy NBA cocktail while watching the game. Try the Hennessy Playmaker or the Hennessy Triple Double, both made with Hennessy VS. Go to Hennessy.com for drink recipes. Hennessy, spirit of the NBA, always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, it's 98.7 ESPN's Superbox Bonanza. Be caller number two right now at 888-987-ESPN to win a $20 FanDuel credit. Access for four to the FanDuel pregame virtual party hosted by Peter Rosenberg, Chris Carlin, and Super Bowl champ Chris Canty. And you could select a box for the big game in our $5,000 box pool. Now, when selecting a box, winners could reveal one of two remaining daily double prizes, a gas-powered pizza oven and Adidas SportsCenter-themed sneakers. Remember to be listening to DiPietro and Rothenberg, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, Greeny, Barton Hahn, and The Michael Kay Show through February 11th, that's this Friday, for your chance to be a part of Superbox Bonanza, all brought to you by FanDuel and 98.7 ESPN. We'll talk to our newest contestant when we get back. Take phone calls as well right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to The Michael Kay Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.